To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to focus on the Word today, I want to say that the Word of God is the source of our purity. Psalm 119 and verse 9 says, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity but by living according to the dictate of God's word?" So Psalm 119 says there is just one way to live a life that is morally pure, and that is to live according to God's truth, or as the text says, God's word. So the Hebrew there is one of eight words used interchangeably in this long poem. They all refer to God's revelation of his will spoken to his people and recorded in a set of books and taught to his people as the very word of God today. So Psalm 119 is remarkable for the way it ties seeking to keeping God's law. Know the prayer right after his word, seeking. He said, "I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. As I seek the beautiful, the true, and the good, do not let me stray from you, God." The secret of not getting lost in our spiritual seeking is to stick with God's revelation of his will in the scriptures. Here is a much needed word for our restless age, brothers and sisters. So we are to live according to the word of God, following explicitly his principle, precepts, and exhortation. By the gracious enabling of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we are to live the word of God. And this involves an earnestness, a seeking of the Lord with the whole heart. We need a hunger and a thirst for the intimacy of a daily walk and fellowship with our Savior, and a desire not to stray from the truth of God's word. To keep our way pure is accomplished by guarding it according to God's word. To keep us from not wandering from God's command is the result of seeking him with our whole heart. For us not to sin against God is promised power of God's word living in our heart this morning. So what a blessed hope we have, that knowing God's word actually has the power to transform us in this life. Not only is God's word powerful to circumcise our hard hearts and bring us to salvation in Christ, but it is powerful to the sanctifying of our souls while we battle this sin-cursed flesh until the day Christ returns for to take us out of this world, brothers and sisters, as Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Great and mighty God, Father, we give you thanks and praise. We seek you this morning, hallelujah. We honor your name this morning. We bless you. We glorify you. You are a God who is faithful and merciful this morning. And as you allow us to see this another day, Father, we are so grateful and we lift you up. We seek your word, mighty God. We live your word, mighty God. My God, we just want to give you thanks and praise for your goodness. And as your people go throughout the day, I pray that the Spirit of God will rest upon each and every heart. I pray that you will wash us, God, and cleanse us. I pray that you will empty us, mighty God, this morning. May you touch our heart this morning. May your people seek you this morning. As we go throughout the day, we lift up your name and we bless you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Beautiful song by Michael W. Smith this morning. Ancient word ever true. Have a wonderful day coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.